It's Tuesday, June 12th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes to us from EdTech 62. Bill O'Donnell is joined by Scott Tyner, Ernie Bailey, and Rob Raspberry, talking about picking the right media players. Rob Raspberry starts us off talking about their criteria for choosing media players on the Drexel campus.
We don't have a central control or you know, one unit that's buying the kiosks, you know, all across campus. We've deployed a couple of them ourselves, and obviously durability is the big key. I mean, those things are on all the time. They're baking. You can't have something that's cheaply made and just sit it out there and expect that it's going to last any more than, 30 days. So, unfortunately, it's not something we have dealt with on a large scale.
It's okay. It's one of those things where there are some folks. A couple months back, there was a gentleman from Georgia Tech who, he made the joke of go big or go home. And I remember going through that and going, did you guys work all this out? And I'm like, well, it's there. And I'm like, okay. But if anything, we're also talking about, Georgia Tech being in being in Atlanta and having a footprint far bigger. Rob's the closest one that I can view as far as how much of a city footprint and whatnot.
Right.
Scott, what are your thoughts?
I was a little surprised when I read the article that they had focused so much on the hardware piece, because for me, kiosk, digital signage, it's all about the software. As you'd mentioned, whether it's BrightSign or other products that are just putting apps on an Apple TV or something, it's really about the software piece for me. So I appreciate the fact that often we put this box in a place that's hard to get to. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to be out there every 30 days, as Robert said, trying to replace something. At the same time, I'd rather pay for the software and go out there and replace a $150 box every few years than pay a lot of money for the box. And then the system we use here at Bates for digital signage, we've seen it go that way, that we used to buy a box from them. Now we can use whatever box we want, and we're just paying for the software.
I was going to say that, but there's a distinct difference between, at least in my opinion, digital signage and a kiosk. Mm-hmm. Digital signage is up running. It's usually in some place that's not terribly accessible, a little more better ventilation as opposed to a kiosk, which you're standing, it's enclosed in a small, piece of furniture. And in that regard, you're right. Your signage, the software is the main part of it. Because, and I hate to say it, Bill, there are some people that will take the Raspberry Pi, put it up on the back of a monitor. Yeah. And these days now the monitors have their own embedded, little PC, so to speak. So it's already included in there.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.